Welcome to the prolific teaching ministry of Pastor Emmanuel Iren, lead pastor of Celebration Church International. It is his vision to partner with you for your progress and joy in the faith. Ready, set, grow.
Hallelujah. So I have quite a bit to cover in a short time, so I'm going to be moving with the speed of light. I want to preach tonight on pleasing the Lord. Pleasing the Lord. You see, this is the aim of direction. Specifically, divine direction. The aim of divine direction is to have a life that is consistent with God's plan, God's template, God's timetable. And so we want to talk about pleasing the Lord. Please, what did I call it? You see, the Bible tells us that when Jesus was on the earth, he went to John to be baptized. And as he was dipped inside the water, something very phenomenal happened. The heavens opened, and a voice from heaven, "This is my beloved son. Hear him." Now, that's something very phenomenal. And you might just conclude, okay, he was the beloved son, and that's why God said that. It was clearly a statement of grace or an expression of his divine position. But why did God say, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased"? You know, Jesus, much later in his ministry, said, "Because I always do the things that please him." So he clarified, "I am pleasing to the Father because I do the things that please him, not just because I happen to be the incarnate Son of God." It is possible. It is possible. Not only is it possible, it's our calling. Come on, are you with me? It's our calling. The Bible speaks about Enoch. It says, and he had this testimony that he pleased the Lord. What a testimony. He had the testimony that he pleased the Lord. What a life to live. To stand in front of Jesus. Yes, by grace through faith, you are accepted in the beloved. Come on, are you with me? But when it comes to the things done in the body, the reward for ministry, the reward for service, we're not all on the same level. That's the fact. That's a fact. That's something that you must know. And it's something that, if you love Jesus, should keep you pondering, and you should be curious about it. As it pertains to divine leading, there is a lot of counsel out there, and you must make sure that you're walking in the counsel of the Lord, that you have embraced his template for your life, his timetable for your life, not just template, but timetable for your life. And it's a very difficult balance to strike sometimes, but I want to help you see the balance between receiving counsel from men and following the leading of God. They are not always the same, and some people find themselves at either spectrum, you know, extreme. And so we want to really just talk about that. Come on, are you with me? Because you see, if you grow up in Africa, one of the things you learn from your parents, unintentionally so, is fear. And so they will send you WhatsApp messages that make you scared about everything. If you are not careful, you will not want to use gas. You will not want to put on the TV. Because you will hear of someone who sat on his chair and something exploded. That's when you will know that the spring in the chair is dangerous. Because they've researched everything. Someone said, you know, and sent it to them, you know, they have an association on WhatsApp. But you see, there is a balance, and that's why I want to start this way. Because some of you, your problem is not that you don't follow God's timetable for your life. Your problem is that you don't receive counsel at all under the guise of following only the Lord. Let me say this. Something very interesting happened. I went to an amusement park with my daughters. I am very brave. Those of you who know me, at least you can give me that credit. I'm very brave. But that was the scariest thing I've ever done in my life. At some point, I was in despair. I wasn't sure I would make it. So, you know when you shout, then you stop shouting. So, I closed my eye like this. And I was just like, and then I was saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You don't understand. Because the thing took us up and then free fall. Wah! You know? And then that was okay until it turned us sideways. Because, and then maybe I overcalculated, but the strap is forward. And then I've watched all manner of useless films. You okay? Did you watch Problem Child? And then as I'm screaming, I look at my kids and they're having the time of their life. Not just them, all the kids were having the time of their life. That's when I knew fear is not always a bad thing. If you are not afraid, it doesn't mean you are bold. It might mean you are stupid. I'm telling you, because the reason they are not screaming is not because they are bold. They don't know what's at stake. That's why. That's why. You know, and as I cast my mind back, there were many things that my parents were paranoid about when I was growing up. And I thought they were paranoid. But now I know better. Come on, are you with me? Now I know better. If your parents shout at you that you maybe entered the house and you didn't close the main gate, you may say, what is it? But if you've been robbed before, you will now understand that not everybody who is on the road is smiling. Not everybody has your best interest. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, if I move to a new location, I will pray, but I will find out where's the closest police station. It's just, so there are some, it's part of adulting. Come on, I get what I'm saying. And that's just an example of how sometimes counsel is very important. So I want to start on that note. I want to read some text to you. Look at Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. Maybe we should just read as many as possible so that we can get this out of the way. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20. After that, we will read Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. And then Proverbs 11, 14. Are you in Proverbs 19:20? Are you in Proverbs 19:20? Yes, please read together. 1, 2, go. That's very instructive. It says, listen to counsel. You see, in local parlance, hear word. Try the hear word. Has someone ever warned you about something, you know, and you despised it until you saw for yourself? That's when you know that experience is not always the best teacher. It says, receive instruction that you may be wise at the later end. Look at Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. If you are there, read it together. One, two, go. All right. The way of the fool is wise in his own eye. Sometimes you are sure that your way is the right way. You know what you're doing. No, but you go tell me, have you? He says, but he that hearkens unto counsel is wise. So meaning, this is one of the ways you know a wise person. A wise person is not someone who has it all figured out. Come on, are you with me? A wise person knows that he doesn't know everything. It is part of wisdom to know that you don't know everything. It is part of wisdom to know that you don't know everything. So he says a wise person will ask for advice. Oh, I just want to do this. So I know that this is your field, your area of specialization. So can you advise me on this? You must normalize things like that in your life. Please, are you listening to me? See, what I'm giving you here is a template for direction. If you want to make sure that you have a life where you get things right the first time, learn what I'm telling you. Learn to receive counsel. Learn to ask for counsel. It is one thing to receive counsel when it comes. But I've discovered something. Because I'm like that too. Sometimes I will not give you advice unwarranted. If you don't ask for it, I won't give. Because I don't want to be seen as forward. Because not everybody even receives advice or correction well. Isn't that true? So never assume that because they didn't say anything, it means they're in full approval. You will be wrong. Come on, are you with me? Get counsel. Get feedback. The Bible says those who do that are wise. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14. So I want to get this out of the way before I begin to balance it. All right, are you in Proverbs 11, verse 14? Read out loud, one, two, go. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Proverbs 15, 22 says the same thing. It says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. Meaning, there are some things you will try to do, they will be difficult. In fact, you won't be able to do it because he didn't have counsel. And he doesn't stop there. He says the same thing. But in the multitude of counselors, you will be established. You will be established. In fact, one of the things I'm going to teach on this Sunday is that a lot of people have a stereotypical perspective on how God leads. You think that God will always lead you through a dream or through a vision or by talking to you either with an audible voice or an inward witness or some other thing. But has God used someone to talk to you before? Sometimes they don't even know. Some of you are looking at, you don't know what I'm talking about. But they think they are just talking randomly. And then it is like lightning. You know, there was someone, I was weary of the person. I didn't know why. I knew there was something, but I wasn't sure. Is it just suspicion or is it the Lord? Then I went for one program. I saw someone I had not seen in years. He just happened to be sitting, and then randomly, this is someone, he's not a mutual friend, or at least we didn't, do you understand? He just started talking about that person and confirmed everything. Do you understand? I mean, there is Amebo, then there is Kairos. This one is Kairos. The person is, can be Amebo, but. And I was just, I didn't say, wow. Do you know? I didn't say anything. I was just like, hey. I was like, really? Person said, yes. 15 years ago, he did this. 10 years ago, this happened. Ha! If not, anyway, God forbid. Do you understand what I'm saying? But, you know, in the multitude of counselors, sometimes God uses people. It will just look like they're talking randomly. Sometimes it will look like intellectual advice. But you know, this is the word of the Lord. And they are wondering why it in fact, sometimes they'll be surprised why what they're telling you has so much impact. That you're like, ah, You see, I picked up a bad habit from my mom. My mom is very independent. She grew up in a home where there were no chores for guys and girls. So they all learned to drive at the same time. They all learned to repair electrical appliances. So I grew up in a type of house where if my mom says, do this. If you don't do it, in 5 minutes, she's doing it. And she's not doing it to spite you. You know that thing you see in video memes where an African mom will wash the plates and you know that you're in trouble? My mom wasn't like that. She would do it because she doesn't want stress. In fact, it put us in serious trouble one day. There was a time about five of our pastors were in my house. This was when I just finished from school and the ministry was about to start. So they were staying with me, praying, eating my mother's food. You see, the man they call Mr. Iren Senior, there are few things that can step on his toes. Don't touch his wife. Don't. Do you understand what I'm saying? So my dad came back from Abuja. Woke up in the morning with five grown men in the house. He went out and saw his wife washing the car. Because she had told one of us, can you help me wash the car? And the person said, I won't tell you who. It might have been Pastor Mike, but I don't know. So I'm not sure. In all fairness, you know. So, I mean, after 5 minutes, she just went, carried buckets, then my dad came. So, I picked that. Then, unfortunately, my mentors in ministry are like that too. When you talk about maybe spiritual fatherhood or my first pastors, let me put it that way. You don't see them around. Bishop Oyedepo, Pastor Chris Oyakilome. You don't see, do you understand what I'm saying? You don't. They have very few friends. So I think it compounded issues. So when I started ministry, you said there's a program then that you see me, except I'm preaching. I can follow, I can do everything, you know, but you know, so all those things just stuck on me. It is both good and bad. That's part of the reasons our ministry by the grace of God is solid. Do you understand what I'm saying? We stayed with what God asked us to. I'm not a busybody. But when it came to counsel, we needed it. We needed it. Because especially when we became a global ministry by the grace of God, there are just some things. If you don't know, you don't know. And it's like, because God wants to protect the integrity of how wisdom is gotten, there are some things he will not tell you by word of knowledge. You must learn by counsel. It's just like, if you have prophetic gifts, you must still read for exam. You can, when you are preaching, you can say, there is someone here, Adiola, you are wearing pink. You don't understand? But if you don't read for exam, you will fail. Have you not noticed that? Then you will pray, God, change the grade. It will not change. When I first started hearing from God, something happened. It's something very avoidable. It was partly the fault of my department. Long story. They decided in the middle of a semester that we were supposed to start doing another course. I think my course in school was I think some of the lecturers were irresponsible, but I mean, I won't say anymore. So somewhere in the middle of the semester, they decided a course that had already been running from the beginning of the semester, one engineering course, we were supposed to do it. They remembered or something. So we started attending the class. But because I had a leadership position, I wasn't staying in the same hall that all my classmates were staying. And so one day they came to the hall to say, because you have missed half of the semester, there will be makeup classes. But I did not hear that. Long story short, these people were doing makeup classes. I did not know. I came boldly to the exam hall. I studied, I had prayed, prayed in tongues, prayed in my understanding. And then they brought out attendance sheets. Attendance requirement is 75%. And so they called my name. I'm not allowed to write. So, you know, long story short, I failed the course. Do you understand? Just don't. So, and seeing the result, I prayed. I said, Lord. Some of you, they laugh. Don't drown. So I don't know what you're laughing about exactly. Lord, change the grade. And the Lord spoke to me immediately. You like to know what he said? He said no. It was a resounding no. Do you understand? He said, no, I will not. He said, and there was another course too, that one I failed legitimately. The story is a long story. It's a long explanation. I'm exceptionally brilliant, if you know me, but it's a long explanation. Don't worry. He said, if I do that, I will weaken your ability to focus and get results. That's what he said. He said, go and write it. I learned. Anyway, so I said all of that to say that it's like God protects the integrity of wisdom and how we should be gotten. And there are just some things you will never know if you are not open to counsel. So look at Moses. Moses, historians say, had the intellect of a genius. How they came about that, I don't know. And I think Paul's own is clear. I mean, Paul had the qualification that will amount to having 2 doctorate degrees today. That was his qualification. But you see, for some reason, maybe because of passion for the Lord's people, Moses was blinded by his passion. He wanted to be counseling the Israelites, judging all their matters one after the other. Have you done counseling before? Do you know you can spend 3 hours on toothpaste? He pressed it on top. He pressed it in the middle. You can. Oh my God, you don't understand. And so when there were 3 million Israelites and you want to do it, only you. because no other person saw the burning bush. Ah, his father-in-law called him aside. He said, you will die. The way you are going, if you don't change. do you understand? The father-in-law taught him just the simple principle of delegation. Come on, are you getting it? Now, the father-in-law, we don't even have evidence that he knew the Lord at all. So I'm telling you that you can be anointed, but then there are some common sense wisdom, practical wisdom that you will need. So this is practical wisdom needed for a supernatural assignment and purpose. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? So you have to understand that sometimes there are some things you will not get reading the book of Proverbs. There are some things you will not get reading 1 Peter. Practical wisdom, common sense. And so church people must learn how to receive wisdom that is not necessarily religious wisdom. Are you getting what I'm saying? Okay, now we have global ministries. Something is erupting around the world. I mean, have you heard the story of what is happening in Ireland? You know, so we don't have a church there officially yet, but the people who attend our ministry there just decided, let's start streaming, you know, from our house. And then before you know it, 5 people turn to 10, turn to 15, turn to 20, and then there is no space in the house again. They get a bigger house. Then there is no space in that house again. Then they move to the cinema on their own. You know, so a lot of things, the esque of a revival is happening around the world. And now, all I want to do is pray and preach. But now I have to travel. And I tell you one thing for sure. If you don't know simple principles, you know, oh my God. These days, when people bring their passport for prayer, you know, something like that, I pray, or maybe when they say they're traveling, I pray for them and I say, get counsel. Because they're just simple things. So I was talking to a senior minister. I'll call his name Dr. K. And he was like, okay, the USA Church, wait a minute. You're a musician. You're not just a pastor. You have an album. Are you aware that there is this type of visa for musicians? Yes, you don't mean it. And he said, I happen to know someone who can do it. This is, we did this one. I said, what? Now, I did that, bam, open to the gospel. Just counsel. Sometimes there might be opportunities you don't know exist. Come on, are you listening to me? The Bible says in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. I'll give you another one since I just quoted the text on safety. In the UK, for instance, if you just go and preach there because of your souls, if you don't know the laws, you may end up in prison. There are many veterans in the kingdom that have been turned back at the airport. Some of them were detained. It's just that we have a culture where people don't tell stories, so they won't tell you. Because UK is not Nigeria. Are you getting what I'm saying? You must learn the ways of every new city. And that one happens not just by prayer, but by counsel. And I want to tell you something. Normalize getting counsel when you want to do anything important. Normalize it. Normalize it. Normalize getting counsel when you want to do anything important. You see, some of the people you are going to get counsel from, you may be more spiritual than them. Some, I'm talking about practical, do you understand, wisdom in life. Some may not even be saved. I'm talking about things that, I mean, are not an affront to the word of God. I'm not talking about advice to steal or any advice to sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just practical wisdom. God can use anybody. In fact, I mean, it's very interesting. I think I might have told you this before. In the story of Eli and Samuel, this explanation struck me because I'm a young minister. And I know what inexperience can do. In a lot of ways, I'm experienced. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you get what I'm saying. There are some things, if you've not touched it, if you have not pastored 2,000 people before, you've not pastored. If you've not pastored 5,000 people, you just haven't. If you've not pastored 10,000 people, you have not. There are things to know. And you might have received a fresh vision from God. Even looking down on people who are ahead, you know all the things they are doing wrong. Many of them are not in the will of God, but the Bible tells us about Eli. The Bible says in those days, visions were scarce. Why? Because Eli was not in the will of God, so visions were scarce. But now, a young prophet is on the horizon. He's rising up, but he lacks the experience. I mean, think about it. Eli's eyes are dim, which, by the way, was a signification of the fact that he lost his touch spiritually also. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, spiritually, he's not seeing. Physically, he's not seeing. But Samuel is hearing from God. He just doesn't know he's God. Come on, are you with me? So, this sometimes is the picture of two generations. A generation is on the horizon. They are current. They are fresh. They know what God is saying, but they cannot interpret it because the interpretation still needs experience. Come on. Are you getting this? The interpretation. So Eli doesn't see anymore. He doesn't hear anymore, but he still knows what the voice sounds like. And even if you are hearing and seeing, if you cannot interpret it, even in the things of the Spirit, experience Dale. Did you not hear the example I gave you on Sunday? There are some things when someone says this, I just say, okay, this is it. That you know. One of our pastor's wives was telling me, she was talking to someone and something flashed. She just saw, I said, that's big, that's prophetic. That's prophetic 101. When things begin to flash. And she said what she saw, and she was correct. I said, that's how I started. I can tell you, if you see this is what it means. Oh, you saw fire. Those are angels. And then there's even a scriptural backing for it. Experience. Come on, I get what I'm saying. So Eli did not hear what Samuel heard. He said, go and lie down. He's not guessing. He knows it's the Lord. The next time, oh my God. Are you ready for what I'm about to say next? First and foremost, Eli knew God would speak again. I'm going to teach this when I'm talking about getting confirmation, because some people feel when they miss it, God will always confirm. Eli was sure. He said, go and lie down again. When you hear the voice again, because the voice will come again. When you hear the voice again, respond this way. Speak, Lord. Don't ask, are you the Lord? I know it is the Lord. You don't know, but I'm telling you it's the Lord. So say, speak, Lord. That's experience. Please, are you getting what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Speak, Lord. The servant hear it. So you can be like a Samuel, young. The ministry is exploding. When you get into a new city, the simple protocol to go to, even if the person is like Eli, someone who has been maybe doing ministry in the city, if the Lord leads you there, go. There may be a reason. Are you listening to me? I'm giving you an example. Learn to get counsel. Learn to be open. And when they give you instructions, listen. Please, are you understanding what I'm saying? So, some people whose counsel you must always at least consider, elderly people. Elderly people. Oh my God. Yes, they may be paranoid. Don't forget the Moses example I gave you. But just listen. Just listen. People have secrets, too. They have secrets. If you want to last, learn to listen. I think I was watching a video of Pastor Matthew Achimolowo. First and foremost, I was shocked he's 70. Did you know that? Did you know he's above 70? So someone was asking him, what? You are more than 70. How are you managing to stay fit? He said, I have not eaten meat in 30 years. You say, I have not eaten rice in 30 years. I've not eaten this in 30 years. I work out this much. Now, you know what struck me? He can be ministering and just be saying, be blessed, healed. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that is powerful, but he has secret. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a discipline and a wisdom. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I said, people have secrets. And sometimes if you don't ask, they will not tell you. I remember the first time it dawned on me in school. Because, you see, I gained a lot of experience early. When it comes to ministry, you know, someone told me 3 weeks ago, he said, you have the wisdom of the aged. I think some of you saw my throwback picture. I've been Pastor Irene for a long time. I saw the picture and I felt tired that, I've carried a burden for a long time. It just made me realize that what kind of 19-year-old was I? I wore suit every day at 19. I see, I've calmed down now. Please, are you listening to me? You know, by the time I was graduating from school, altogether, I had published about 20,000 materials. I mean, I'm saying you could find about 20,000 printed materials with my name on it by the time I was graduating. That's how frequently I was releasing. Do you understand? Because Triumph 30 was hard copy. Some of you know what I'm saying. And there was a particular time at once we printed 10,000. So all the cheap places to do it in Lagos, I knew. Because there was a time, I mean, that time I was already doing my NYSC. And my site was in Aja. And I was supposed to deliver devotionals in Otta. So I entered bike from Aja to Mushi, put the devotionals on my laps, then Otta. By the time I came down, the dust was like foundation. It was hard. It was hard. Then it mixed with sweat, do you know? You don't understand. Then, in that period, one other young person who was leading a fellowship wanted to do a, you know, devotional, and he just went and printed rubbish. He didn't know he printed rubbish. By seeing what he did, I knew they would run at a loss. They had wasted money. So it wasn't a devotion, it was a book. They had wasted money. And I was just like, this is someone who greets me every time. What would it cost? Just ask. So in my mind, I was hailing him, independent man. I could have saved him 60 naira per copy. Please, are you listening to me? So there is a place for counsel. So learn to listen to elderly people. Learn to listen to wise friends. Wise friends. I had to... I had to clarify this one. Wise friends. Learn to listen to people who have authority, because there's something about authority. It gives exposure. It gives exposure. If you are doing business anywhere in the world, have at least one lawyer friend who knows what he's doing. Have one. Have one. Do you understand what I'm saying? Have one. Then I want to say this also. Your parents may be extra, but even when it looks like you, even when you are sure they're saying the wrong thing, still listen. Please, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Even when you are sure, you think you are sure they're saying the wrong, just listen. Just listen. I'm not saying you have to do what they're saying, but just listen. You see, the Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It says to honor your father and your mother. And it says, this is the first commandment with the promise. It says that your days may be long. But then, as I begin to enter into the other path, which is also very important, the Bible clarifies, obey your parents in the Lord. Everybody say, in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Because not every advice that loved ones give you is in the Lord. Please, are you listening to me? So, on one hand, there are people who don't know how to receive counsel and need to learn to receive counsel. Then, on the other hand, some people, their own problem is that they idolize the counsel of men and they prioritize it above the counsel of God. I want to tell you, even the wisest men in your life can be wrong. Come on, are you with me? I know what I am saying. There is almost no notable decision we have taken as a ministry, convinced that the Lord asked us to do it, that one senior man of God did not try to discourage us from. And say, are you sure? Not once. And I don't want to give you examples, so I'll just leave it. But when I say there is none, I mean there is none. So, you must have this perspective that prioritizes pleasing God above pleasing men. Please, are you getting what I'm saying? I want to beg you, listen. No matter the destiny on your life, if you don't learn what I am telling you, you will not fulfill it. And that's no prophecy of doom. Because I can tell you without fail, almost everybody who is going to please God will be brought to a point where they will have to disagree with well-meaning people. Come on, are you with me? I'm not talking about enemies or people who love you and are advising you out of experience and concern. When Jesus has to look at Peter and say, get behind me, Satan. You mean well. You think you do. But what you're asking me to do is consistent with Satan's plan, not God's plan. Please, are you listening to what I'm saying? Aha. Uh-huh. So the Bible prays for you in Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. It says that you may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Walk worthy of the Lord. I want to please God. That's what I really want. And sometimes, Pleasing God will require that I say no to some important people. Oh my God. Do you know what it means? I'm not from a rich home. Maybe some of you don't know that. I'm not. And every time it was time to pay my fees, it was a prayer point. Every time, I cannot think of any time they paid my fees, my parents paid my fees in the university, and it was not a prayer point. Come on, are you listening to me? One of the times it took an outright miracle. When I say miracle, it's so miraculous, I can't share it. Oh my God, you might think I'm joking. And so when you finish and you tell your parents God called you, you have to understand, even if they have seen the evidence, it would take a lot. And you have to understand, statistically, they are not wrong to doubt you. Are you the first that God called? And the people who went following the calling of God, many of them have still not reached where they say God sent them to. They have still not reached 10 years after. So you have to understand, and this is the thing that many people don't understand. Statistically, your parents are right to doubt that you know what you are saying. There is another class for that. There is something about making your calling and election sure. There is something about making sure that you don't miss your lion and bear experience so that it will be easier for them to allow you face Goliath. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a way to ease loved ones into God's purpose for your life. Not just God called me. If you like, don't believe. Because sometimes you may be right, but the timing is wrong. You may be right, but the timing is wrong. You know, I think I can say this. There's someone who works with us now. You know, the person reminded me of something that happened. And said, do you remember far back in, I think, 2013 or so? No, not 2013. It must have been 2014 or 15. Person said, I wanted to work. I was ready to resign to work in the church. And you advised me. Me, we never begin to collect salary. You want to come? Focus on your career. You are very brilliant. You are very, do you understand? For now, 50 members, what do we need full-time staff for? How many work? Work no day now. Just volunteer. You know? A person told the mom. The mom said, now I know your pastor is a man of God. Well, I happen to be right because there was time. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes you get the timing wrong. And if you get the timing wrong, you can mess up everything. My dad came to my room once, saw some of the printed materials, said, this is very nice. Nice quality, nice content. He said, but make sure that you don't allow this hobby to affect your career. I said, hobby? That is the first and last time I raised my voice at my dad. I didn't raise it. Because I don't think I would have been here today if I really raised it. You know, but I... CBC was like, man, I said, this is not a hobby. Like, I said, God called me. This is not a hobby. My mom was more political about it. She didn't outrightly say no. But her friends were just coming one after the other. You know they've talked. So one of my rich uncles came. He said, you know, just last week, some pastors came and they sat in my sitting room asking me to give them money. And I was asking them, why would I give you money? He said, so you want to make sure that in this life you're not a liability. You know, I hope they watch this because I'm sure they think I've forgotten. I didn't forget to. I'm just playing along. You know, some of them are acting as if they've believed from mothers when I knew, I saw this star on your head. It's not, you have changed. You change goalposts. And listen, that's why I'm trying to warn you. That's why I'm trying to warn you. If out of concern, they give you wrong counsel and you yield, you will have yourself to blame. You will have yourself to blame. I have seen people, parents, who love, this one, viewer discretion advice, who love their in-laws and love the children, but at some point, they were arch enemies and they were like, over my dead body, will you marry this person? And they've turned around to realize they were wrong. I am telling you that your wise daddy can be wrong. Your wise mommy can be wrong. And I'm not telling you this so that you will rebel. I'm telling you so that you will prayerfully, with love and honor, and by gently but consistently making your calling and election sure, focus and hold on to what God has asked you to do. So when they give you that counsel, listen. But I am telling you, oh my God. The Bible says, look to Abraham your father. I called him alone. So meaning, sometimes the call of God can be lonely. He will remove you from the supporting structure sometimes. He will never leave you alone. He will re-assimilate you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Into God's people. Many people in the church don't talk about it. But are you aware that it seemed like Jesus was not in good terms with his biological family when he was on earth? The Bible literally tells us in John chapter 7 verse 5 that even his own family did not believe in him. The Bible tells us that. They didn't believe. And Jesus too didn't make it easier. Jesus was preaching. They said, your mommy is out there looking for you. He said, who is my mommy? Ha. These things that can never happen if you was an African mom. You can't say that and finish that sermon. Jay, she will make a scene. She will, an African, Yoruba woman. Hey, everybody come. Me that carried you in my stomach 9 months. You know, one time he was preaching, someone said, blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that bear this suck. He said, no, rather, blessed are those who hear the word and do it. But you see, but you have to understand. When I say this, you will understand. The fact that you were the vehicle by which I came to the world does not change the fact that I created you. But you see, it takes real revelation, even if you saw an angel. It takes real revelation for an adult to see a child and not treat the person like a child. Do you get what I'm saying? So there was that struggle. Hey, I know that you're about your father's business, but you are 12. Why would you go away many days and we're looking for you? Do you understand what I'm saying? You could tell, if nobody say, Jesus will flog you now. First, flog you where? You know, when you've gone about looking, you're wondering. God appeared to you. Angel said, I will give you a chance. You can't lose the picking. That one, which guy will allow this? You know? You know? So, when they say, son of God, son. It was a bit hard.
I said all of that to say this. The people who love you can be dead wrong. Are you listening to me? So when God says, leave your kindred, go to a place that I will show you. If you hear from God, obey. Paul says, I wasn't disobedient to that heavenly vision. Please, are you listening to me? Not everybody knows how to obey a heavenly vision. And like I said, it can be lonely. Just in case you don't know, Saul lost his ministry, lost his throne and his crown because he listened to people. Are you aware of that? He literally says, I feared the people. 1 Samuel 15:24. I feared the people. God gave you a clear instruction. Do this like this and do it this way. And then the people came and rationalized, you know, and all of that. And this is the thing with people who forget too easily where God picked them from. All of a sudden, where will you have been leading these people but for the grace of God? Do you understand what I'm saying? So all of a sudden, and that is why, oh my God, are you listening to this? Democracy, when it comes to leading, it doesn't always work. A lot of people have made grievous mistakes going by popularity contest. Learning to get counsel, but at the same time, to know when God is leading you a different way. Learn to appreciate advice, but do what God is asking you to do. You must learn that. Because you have to understand, especially in Africa, the only way they will begin to recognize your vision sometimes is when you begin to have results. Do you understand what I'm saying? And sometimes that's already too late. It's already too late. So if the brothers of David had a way, he would never face Goliath. Because just the way, just by his inquiry, what to be given to the person who kills this giant? They say, what are you doing here? You forward child, ITK. Do you know when, since when they started calling me ITK? I'm telling you, in primary six, my teacher then took me to the proprietress to report me that I'm ITK. Why? I'll tell you why. Because he was a very good teacher, but my mom is a mathematician. And there was one arithmetic I took home. My mom taught me, and I'm not bragging. If my mom says this is it, is it. You understand? They teach primary six now. So, innocently, he was on the board, and that's when I was still, do you understand, before I started reading Bible, when I was only reading book. And there was one other boy too, Deji Olukowi. I don't know where he is. He's very. I knew I remember all those names. So I had 566 over 600. He had 569, common entrance. So we're crazy. So the man was doing, and we said, sir, that's wrong. We didn't know African politics. We were children. The man went to report us. Say, I'm ITK. That was my first time hearing that I always feel like I know. But I know now. So, listen, there are some people who are actually just obnoxious and giving to youthful exuberance. But you have to understand, when David was responding to Goliath, he was right. He was not being a child. And many parents don't know how to differentiate that. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a tendency for you to see a young, ambitious person and just think, ah, what are you doing? Please, are you getting what I'm saying? And so, and it takes discernment to say, ah, at least I've seen this young guy manage this. Let's encourage him. Let's encourage him. God had to intervene for me. We are for day bank by now. Can you imagine? And we will never have known what we are dust until heaven. Until heaven. Maybe there are some of you now, you don't know what you have lost. You don't know what you could have been doing. Doing for God and country. Because you took the easy route. Because at the first criticism, you just caved in. Listen, I am hoping that this might be the deliverance that some of you need. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now, let me say this. When it comes to selling your vision to people you love and honor, there are rules. Number one, you must have track record, no matter how small. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must have track record. For David, it was killing a lion and a bear. So even Saul will let him face Goliath because you've killed a lion. No one else has done that. You've killed a bear. No one else has done that. But some of you, they do everything for you. Maybe you are still living your parents. Even bread, you have not bought one day. Then you have now found someone you want to marry, a tribe they don't agree with. Then you think they will allow you. They can't trust your sense of judgment all of a sudden. That this is the first decision you want to take on your own. You never, in 27 years, you never woke up, decided to lay your bed. Then you have this, then you are right. You are sure that this is the person to marry. There's a reason they want to choose for you. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there is a wisdom to navigate that phase. A wisdom. Don't just come and surprise, surprise, daddy. You know, I studied engineering, but I'm not doing it. Plan it from 6 months. Start. Do you understand what I'm saying? And share your small wins. Share your small wins. Oh, dad, you know, I know you know, I studied engineering, but you want to hear this song I did? Look at it on YouTube. 100,000 views. And he goes, wow. And then you come home one day with a small envelope and say, I made this money from the streams and I decided to give you. Are you learning now? So the wisdom for that is a training for another day. But by all means, if you cave in and you, instead of following God, you follow anyone, no matter who, you'll pay dearly for it. And that's no prophecy of doom. Saul said, I fear the people. You know, oh my God, there's a text that says, why will you fear people who have air in their nostrils? Why would you do that? So I think to round off this sermon, we need to talk about the fear of God. Some of you concerned so much about the opinions of people. Concerned, you know, it haunts you and it makes a bigger failure out of you. You know, I was counseling someone, you know, who messaged me, and I've seen it so many times before. You fail an exam, you are embarrassed. So you don't go for your carryover courses. because you don't want the juniors to see you there, then you now fail again. Now you have failed twice. I hope you will now be more comfortable with 2 years your junior. Eh? So listen, it is the toughness of skin you must develop early to say, you know what, it doesn't matter who is not on my side. Do you understand what I'm saying? As long as I am sure this is what God will have me do, this is where I ought to go, I am going to do it. And I will respectfully but confidently tell all the key people in my life, this is where I'm going. Do you understand what I'm saying? Some of you, you don't even know how to defend your case. The way you even say it. They will say, no. Sit down. But when you say, I get what you're saying, ma. Thank you for your investment in my life. The reason I'm going to do this is because the presentation is important, and you're doing it with meekness, with fear. You're not fighting. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? In fact, there are some of these decisions. God is going to lead you first to your independence. When you finish your NYC and you get the job, don't come back home. Get your own house and move on. Are you listening to me? So you cannot under my roof be telling me I am blessed in this church. That's, I don't want to attend your job. I'm blessed in this church. No. What is in your stomach? I'm the one that put it there now. The gari you ate yesterday. You are not permitted to be blessed anywhere else. Blessing that did not put food on the table. So just the principle of small track records. But you know what? Let me even count all the costs and just say this. Even if you don't have the emotional intelligence, and I hope you do, what is most important? Please, do what God has asked you to do. And here is the irony. You know the Bible says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. I have found it as a pattern that more often than not, if you obey God, the people who didn't like it at first will come around. Almost without fail, and I'm saying almost because man still has free will, and some people, even if they know that you are right, they eventually discover, they just may never acknowledge it, and that's okay. You should be okay with that. Please, are you getting what I'm saying? But is the Bible literally says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he will cause even his enemies to be at peace with him. And that's why you must obey God, no matter what anyone thinks. Please, are you ready to do that? Come on, are you going to do that? So it's going to take boldness. It's going to take clarity. Because some of you, to begin with, you are not even sure if God asked you, you know. And then some people higher. Oh my God, I think in this series, I'm still going to teach you how to reconfirm if it's the Lord. Confirmation is easy for the Lord. Some of you need to go back and lie down. Samuel, go back and lie down. Then if you hear again, this is how to respond. For some of you, that is where you are. You are not sure. You dare not stand up to loved ones and say, God said, when you are wrong. You're going to make a mess of the voice of God. Come on, are you with me? In fact, in the first place, the reason why many people who think they heard God are finding it difficult is because many others who didn't hear God claimed to have done so and made a shipwreck of their destinies. And so some other parents have seen many people who were given to foolery and thought they were in the will of God. But what do you do when you have received multiple confirmations? You know without a shadow of doubt, this is the Lord. This is what he's asking me to do. You know what you're going to do? You're going to go on boldly in the will of God, knowing this, that if a man's ways please the Lord, even his enemies will eventually be at peace. But then if you don't obey God, you will lose a lot of things in this life and in the life to come.
Count your cost well.
The disciples said, "Yourself risen now. Which is more fitting, to please man or to please God?" Which is more fitting? Paul said the same thing in Galatians chapter 1 verse 10 as I round off. I see you. Oh my God, do you know what it means? You finish from school, you claim God called you. Your friends get jobs at driving company cars. You are still driving your mother's space. He says, "For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ." Some people don't know what it means to be a servant of Christ. It means please. The leading of God will take you out of your comfort zone. And here is what I want to tell you. Just imagine it was only Cornelius who had an angelic encounter. Good luck trying to prove to Peter that he should come to your house. That God did not speak to Peter at all. Cornelius had a genuine angelic encounter. That's how we knew Peter. Got his name, got his address, sent servants there. If they knocked, just imagine Peter in his religious spirit went to the gate and saw Gentiles at his door. You think he would have opened? But you serve a God who knows how to speak to two people at the same time. As he is talking to Cornelius, he is talking to Peter, and they meet at the middle. And Peter will know by experience, by angelic visitation, that God is no respecter of persons. The same thing he was struggling to understand all these years, the Lord can help them see. I am praying for you in the name above every name. You have been trying to persuade loved ones. This is what God will have me do. Just trust me. Trust God. Allow me to obey God. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. In fact, some of you, this prayer is not for now. God, what you will need the prayer for, God has not yet told you, but you will need it soon. In the name of Jesus, enjoy multiple confirmations. As God is showing Saul, he is also showing Ananias. That will be the testimony of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. And the angel that appeared to Mary appeared to Joseph. That is the testimony of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Atale kupariko prastekes. I want to pray a prayer you may not understand. In any way, the devil is trying to misrepresent your vision so that loved ones, stakeholders don't just understand it. All they see is youthful exuberance. All they see is, zeal without knowledge. In any way, the devil is misrepresenting what you stand for. I command that to cease now in the name of Jesus. For everyone here, the wisdom of God has delivered you from prioritizing the opinion of men. Amen. The wisdom of God has saved you from it. Amen. From henceforth, as a genuine servant of God, you obey God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we've prayed. If you were blessed, say loud amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure that you have been blessed. For inquiries, reach us on our helpline 0809 996 7000. Blessings.